Because today is a dedication. So we want to talk about children. Amen. We want to talk about babes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Out of the mouth of babes is the title of the message today. The book of Proverbs. The book of Psalm 8. 1 and 2. Psalm chapter 8, 1 and 2. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name, how much wonderful you are, how spotless you are, how wrinkleless you are. You are excellent in beauty, excellent in honor, excellent in glory, excellent in everything concerning you. If we look at the earth, everything you have created is created in excellency. Say, God, you're wonderful. And it is those who understand it with the heart of a baby that does not doubt, that does not try to reason the meaning in their own way, in their own opinion. He said, those who want, they have strength because of the enemies of God. Because the foundation and the truth that rises up, that raises up a Christian, is for you to be a baby in the hands of God. A baby is a delicate one that totally depends on the parent. The baby is one that does not have any other choice but having a guardian over him or her. The one that takes care, a guardian, that is how what the parents are, or the one that takes care of the child. And a baby, as we come to know, is one that looks up to the guardian. From the ages when you give birth to a child to age one, that first year is when we call them babies. Not this kind of babe that you are calling yourselves.
Come on, you talk to me.
No, 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 man. Praise the Lord. He's as rude as Ruda. What we learned last week. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
From age zero, if it is actually zero, because the person has been alive for 9 months minimum, or 6 months minimum, 7 months minimum. Before the person came out, yet we say those months are not. Meanwhile, the person has been alive even in the bosom of the father. Before that one that enters is the one that was determined and destined to come on earth.
Yes.
So Bible says that we are in the bosom of God before the foundation of the earth.
Yes.
So the truth is that before you were born, you were already born. You were in existence.
Yes.
But I'm not going to that. Let us use our limited time and limited age of now to deal with the issue. Babe is between 0 and 1 year. He's like a new Christian who just accepted Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior and is rushing to do everything that you ask him or her to do. Very much interested, the fire is burning in him. That is what a babe is. When someone just accepted Jesus Christ, you tell him or her to do anything with excitement, they are going to do it. And Bible says that these are the ones who has the power that defeats the enemies of God. They are able to silence the enemy and the avenger. Meaning that when you start growing, start thinking that you don't need your father, start thinking that you don't need your mother, relevant. What they say is no longer relevant. When you start pulling yourself out of the cover, the undercover that you are, when you start pulling yourself out of it, you are exposing yourself to the enemy. Out of the mouth of babes. Out of the mouth of babes. He said, God has ordained strength. Jesus Christ repeated that word when he was talking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where is that now? Matthew. The book of Matthew. When during the time of his entering to Jerusalem, Matthew 21 from 15. As he was entering into Jerusalem, he said, the chief priests and the scribes, they saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the son of David. They were so displeased. We are coming back to out of the mouth of babe. But look at those who are pastors. Look at those who are the evangelists. Look at those who are the apostles. Look at those who are the prophets. Look at those who are the teachers. They have become to know too much. And then Jesus was doing wonderful things. The children can see the glory of God, can recognize the beauty of God, can recognize the excellence of God. And they were praising God. Hosanna! Who opposed them? Who was angry? The ones who are supposed to be the men of God and the women of God in that time. We have come to a season and a time where the church have drifted from being babes. I mean, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be mature. Bible says that the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. But no matter how much matured you are, because the maturity is for the display of the power of God. He said, I give you power. That is why he said the Holy Spirit will fall upon you and you will receive power. What power? To bear witness of me. That is our stage. But that stage should not swallow up that babiness that you should always be. Do you understand what I just said? Because that stage of maturity is a stage that you decide, is a stage where you are able to operate and function. But when you get to that stage and prayer start entering you, you become like those people. That true prayer and true worship that brings strength, that silences the enemy, is no longer there. But when the pastors start facing each other and fighting each other, and the churches start facing each other and fighting each other, we are applauding what the government and what they have programmed, what Satan has programmed, and then the church become a laughing stock instead of a place to steal the avenger.
Amen.
And Jesus said, I mean, they said unto him, hearest thou what this says? They call the children these. And Jesus said unto them, yes, have you never read? I heard what they are saying. Those whose hearts are like children, from them true praise comes out. Say, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Out of the mouth of sucklings, the perfect praise comes out of them. This was what they are saying, and we know that when we praise God, what happens? Remember Paul and Silas? Remember Jehoshaphat? Perfected praise. It's that praise that is given to God from a heart that is contrite. A heart that is gentle. A heart that is pure. A heart that is clean. Not any other heart. He said he changed the world so that they can understand it. But from Psalm, we can see the in-depth meaning. No wonder Paul and Silas, they sang. And there was an earthquake that did not destroy the foundation, but the earthquake destroyed the chains that bound them. Don't you see? They were adults, but they were babes in the hands of God, praising God, worshiping Him. And then God took the perfected praise and still the enemy and silenced the avenger. Mm, they were supposed to be killed, but they came out triumphantly.
Amen.
What am I trying to tell you and I today? Throw away your pride. Some of us keep thinking that we are young. We still think that there is time. We never know that there is no time. We just have to be careful. God is looking into the heart that is a heart of a baby.
Amen.
Look at the little child. He comes home, he knows no other parent, but his own parent. And when he hears their voice, he rejoices and he turns his head to that direction. Somebody else come into the room and talk and speak. The babe, the child, that baby does not turn his head until he hears or she hears the voice of the father or the voice of the mother. But you see what happened to those Pharisees? They were not hearing the voice of their parents any longer. That was why when the little children were saying, Hosanna to the son of David, little children were praising God. They were displeased. The Bible says, so displeased, totally displeased, angry from the inside at the ones that are doing the right thing. And that is how people could be angry with you or angry with me. And they keep judging us and accusing us and saying rubbish concerning you and I. Though should that stop you from being who you are? Are you actually a child of God?
Yes.
He told them, he said, perfected praise comes out of their mouth. That is one place that he used that word. Now let us go back to Matthew 11 from 22. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world is watching. And we are also watching.
Amen.
For God said we should watch and pray so that we don't fall into temptation. The world is giving unto us, selling things unto us. But what I just said, that babe, this baby, you see this baby, you know, some people that will carry her and she will start crying. You don't belong to her family. It's not everybody that touch that child that she child will be laughing and playing with you. There are some people she will cry. Not used to you. I don't want to stay with you. You are not part of my program. You are not part of my destiny. You are not part of my journey. Out of the mouth of babes. When we have children, do we even learn from our children? What I just said, Nabara Franklin, I lied on. When this baby hears your voice, does she not turn towards you? God said, pay attention to me, my children. Pay attention to me, my children. Because actually, if you are a child of God, you pay attention to hear His voice. Well, let's go to Matthew 11 first. From, did I say 22? Okay, he said, but I say unto you, because he was talking about judgment to the people, he said it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon, that is Sodom and Gomorrah, at the day of judgment than for you. Can you just keep increasing? And that Capernaum, which are exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee has been done in Sodom, it will have remained unto this day. Continue. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. Continue, please. Hallelujah. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Babes again. People enjoy the things of the world because they think that this is normal. This is how it should be. It is called enjoyment. Like our brother asked the question during the time of refreshment. We go drinking, we go boozing. And we drink away all our money in our time of refreshment at the top now before anybody would say, I think I'm preach. And if I think you preach, give glory to God. Amen? Amen. My, our brother asked the question. He said, when we are drinking, does it show a sign of Christianity? Or does it make us look like sinners? The answer is, what do you think? When you are boozing with every other person, it makes you actually look like a sinner. Not that God is against drinking, God is against drunkenness. And when you are in the gathering, in a place where a lot of people are still baby in Christ, and you are there, you that you are supposed to be a strong Christian, the one that goes to church 52 times in a year, and you go even for the programs, and then they see you racking the bottle, and then somebody is there in front of you that you have just brought to Christ, and that one, even if that one drink one is drunk, have you not put that one into trouble? This is what we are saying. So when we look into the world and we start associating ourselves to do just as they are doing, like the time of Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality, lesbianism, gayism, and whatever is it. And we say it is okay because they must eat and drink. Nobody is saying they don't chop, they don't drink. I don't tell you when I say my former boss now, one of them, me I know the fight. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But the fact is that what is your position when you are in that kind of place? What is your stand when such kind of subjects come to you? What voice do you listen to? This is what he's saying. He said, God is doing so many miracles, and yet we are not accepting. We are not seeing what even the little children are observing. We are so much compromising as if God is no longer God. As if the earth is not the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and those that dwell therein. We have joined the world to separate the ownership, and we are giving back the earth to Satan. Even though Jesus has come and retrieved the earth and collected the ownership of the earth and giving it back to man, as long as you accept him as your personal Lord and Savior, the earth, your own earth, has been given unto you. So why will you now start selling out your earth? You can continue it again. I think that is not... Even so, Father. He said, even so, Father. For so it seems good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knows the Son but the Father. Neither know any man the Father save the Son. And he to whosoever the Son will reveal him. Unto the babes, unto those whose hearts are open to hear the voice of God, God reveal himself. But those who say they know too much, and God has been long, he is so patient, he is so kind, he is so slow in the things that he's doing, and you don't respond as you're supposed to respond, he said, even Sodom and Gomorrah. They were judged already, but he said, even Sodom and Gomorrah will be better because you heard the preaching of the gospel, yet you are still allowing yourself to be manipulated by the world. Say, Father, save me. Come unto me, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Not learn from me. The English is different. Learn from me as I'm teaching you something. Learn of me. Look at my character and act like Christ. Learn of me. That is the things that I do them. Learn of me is different from learn from me. Learn from me is a teacher teaching you. He's the Pharisees teaching you. He's the Sadducees teaching you. They are hypocrites. And even so, Jesus said, do what they say and don't do what they do. Because they are hypocrites. It's the pastor that will preach to you, don't commit adultery, and the next minute the pastor is committing adultery and gives excuse. Yes, we know Satan he did. But the Bible said that it is our heart desire that leads us into temptation. So the prayer will be, Father, help me so that my heart desire is the rightful one. Do you understand? There is always a way to get out of the trouble if our mind has set on spiritual things. If our heart is set on spiritual things, there is always a way to get out of the trouble. That is why we need to study the word. Say, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Look at how many times Paul was beaten. Paul was persecuted. God said, it's even a light yoke. For you suffer without God, you are suffering into hell. But you suffer for anything because of God, you are suffering unto salvation. No matter how hard and difficult it looks as if to bear, when God is with you in the fire, it's different from when you are alone or with the devil in the fire. One pain is a soothing one, while the other one is hard. One produces joy in you, while the other one brings depression. I hope somebody is hearing me.
Yes.
You don't like what I'm saying, don't mind them. And I will still talk. God wants you to have a heart that is meek, like a little child. Not only depending on the parents and listening to their voice, but a little child. Do you know one thing? When a child sees the parents, is it? Am I adult? The Bible said, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will satisfy the desires of your heart. The parents come, the father and the mother come to the child, and the child is like this. What do you do? What do they do? Not be carrying, carry. So sweet, so your heart will melt. You will carry the baby. All of a sudden, you will be happy. And now we become old men and old women, husband and wife in the house. You can see the magic of the smile of your little baby. The magic that smile plays to your soul. The magic that smile does to your heart. And when you look at your wife, you do your face. Your wife look at you. You are becoming Pharisees and Sadducees in your whole home. And you are opening the door to the enemies. Because you want to tell God, God, now I know more than you. Meanwhile, God gives you your little child and say, learn. Even the ants, God said we should learn from the ants. How much more human being that is created in his image and likeness? He said, learn of me. Out of the mouth of beasts. The anointing is not true. Stand up. Hallelujah. Parabaye kusondolobaye. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The next time you carry a little baby and smile, ask yourself, how many times, how often, or when last have I smiled to my wife or to my husband? Judah, you are the parent of that smiling child. Even when you are sad, you are depressed, you are tired from work, once a baby, even when the baby does not smile, do you not beg the baby to smile? And I mean, look at the lights that we take to go and touch the baby. The baby's maybe don't shift for pie that time. No one smile. But you want the baby to smile, you force smile out of the child. Do you force smile out of your wife? Do you force smile out of your husband? Why are you becoming a Sadducees and Pharisees who have sold the pleasure against the rightful things to do. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? God use your children. My children, I sit down and reflect how many lessons God is using our children to teach us. As father, as daughter, as wife, as mother, learn to make your husband smile. Learn to make your wife smile. Go to that extra length. I don't know why you will program something good for your home, for your family. You will program a good program. You want to go out with your wife, or you want to go out with your husband, and well, he or she does not know about your good plan because you didn't discuss it with her and you didn't discuss it with him. And then something happened. The wife did something that just got you angry, or the husband did something that just got you angry, and that spoils the program. Eh? Look at you, that you go extra strength to make the little baby happy. If the child poo poo in the smile, you will say, "That poo poo, now you poo poo, that make you the smile." Why you not smack and say, "Why you poo poo?" Say, spoil your day. What do? You go pack the shit. You will clean it up so that the smile of the child will become continuous. But what are you doing to your wife and to your husband? He don't make me vex. She has gotten me. This man, this woman, you are the worst woman that I ever met. Really? For how many years?
Carry on.
No fans, I'm my African woman. And my baby screams, say, I believe that's what they do. Tell me, make I know I will pay preach in 2 weeks time. Report that now to me.
Amen.
When I said that, the baby screamed. maybe indirectly. Oh, I shocked her. She was sleeping. Sorry, my dear. Not to see now. I'm begging her. If it were to be adult now, instead of me to say sorry, I mean, I say, that little shout, is that what is shocking you? I mean, that light up. He said, it was just, I didn't shout loud now. Why will you say that little shout is what is making you to shout? Do you see the difference? I shouted, baby. God shocked and started crying and said, baby, sorry. I shouted. My husband said I shouted and I was saying, I'm waiting. I don't shout. Parents, learn. You want the best of your home to be the best. Become babies at times. For your wife and for your husband. Just as God has given you that child that you have, that you are looking. Act like them. It's not everything that you want to be. I'm the father of the house. Whatever I say, you do. Where is my video? You know I like people when you send me video. Brother Pascal sent me one video yesterday. I said I'm going to play it in the church. So hear what some of our women they think. Some of us will take Oyibo as our standard. We want to live like Oyibo woman or Oyibo man. Our marriages have to be like their marriage. As if they don't have the highest percent of their voice. And that is why most of us, we are divorcing. If our marriage is not as, you must open the door for me, make I enter. Fake life. No, make me not tell me that love life. That not lie at all. Because at times we ask what is the reason for the wahala. Either they open door for me, make I enter. Your papa, they open door for your mother, make you enter. And they even care about the way they want to enter. I open my own side of the car. What about if it's not there and I'm going to drive? When does it become my door, my dad that will be opening the door?
Gentleman.
Is it not really work? You don't go show for here. Thank you. Listen to this woman, I don't know who she is, but Brother Pastor said it to me. He said, when our husband does not live according to his expectation, we disqualify them as our husband. Praise the Lord.
The white woman has been the only woman we've had an opportunity to study every day of our life. On television, in every magazine we ever picked up, in every newspaper, on every radio. She's been the only model we have had. And if we think that that's not important, then we need to, look at that again. We have studied that, and we have made up and came up with requirements that the white people have set for us for our man. And if he cannot come up to those requirements, then we have decided that he is impotent and unable to be our man because he disqualified, because he does not qualify by the standards that the white people have set up. We think a good, successful relationship is one where everything goes our way. The first time it stops going our way, then we got a serious problem. We want our man to do everything we tell him to do, but we don't want to do anything he tells us to do. They have told us that the only provision that the black...
Did you hear that? The African woman takes the white woman or the European woman or the American white lady as their standard. Some of us, the truth has set us free. But there are some still in that bondage, and it goes also with men. Hallelujah. Because like men, their own will be like this. They have the mentality to say, if you marry me, or you're going to give you money. That's the mentality. When you come talk for the reality, say no be so. Say now, so as just as your African woman get money now, so that one get money, no get passer. Some, not everybody. The same way, the black woman believes the man is supposed to give you all the money. If he will pay for rentage, pay for children, pay for food, pay for everything.
Pay for life.
Pay for life, pay for everything. And when the man does not meet up, syphilis don't enter. Do you get what I'm saying? Syphilis don't enter. You start insulting him. In your mentality, you have become equal. You pay rentage, I pay food. Or maybe the woman pay rentage, you pay for her. What's it gonna be the difference? Syphilis don't enter. So you want the man to do everything that you're doing and that you want. You don't want to do what he says. Or the other way around, you want the woman to do everything that you say, because men also, they have that mentality. I'm the one paying the rentage. I'm the one giving food. I'm the one doing this. What are you contributing? And yet we have forgotten that our forefathers and our foreparents, both the husband and the wife, they were all contributing to the family. Who they go work for farm? Is it not both the man and the wife?
Yes.
Do the man stay at home and only the wife go to farm? Or the wife stays at home and only the man go to farm? So why? What is that new thing? And yet, with 3-4 wives, they still do, Baba, to their husband. They know when it is my turn to pamper the yam. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So this mentality that they are giving you, we have already outpaced it. Why don't you learn it in our own way so that our system can work? Because actually our system has been better than their system. We are the one thinking their system is good. Our system has been better. There was no time that the African woman is lazy. There was no time that the African woman has been restricted to the kitchen. Even though it is being said, she belongs to the kitchen, she belongs to the kitchen, she belongs to the kitchen. Or ask yourself, did she really belong to the kitchen? We don't go farm together. Do you hear what I'm saying? We don't go farm together. How come did I belong to the kitchen? Who took the yam to the market? I carry the yam to the market, and all, or you carry the chicken and the goats to the market. We share the responsibility. But one thing, the woman knows this is my head and respects the husband, submitting to the husband. And the husband knows this is my wife and love the wife. Not because he is the one that pays the rentage and he's the one that brings the food, but because this is my wife, the bone of my bone, the flesh of my flesh. And the woman said, this is my husband, and I submit to him as the head of the home. When I went to Nigeria, about 6 years ago, we traveled. There was some little conversation around where I was. And then, the person was saying, he's a male. She doesn't respect me. She doesn't respect me. I'm the one that paid this and paid this and paid this. And I said, stop. Do you want her to respect you because you paid this and paid this? Or because you are the husband and she submits? I said, this kind of teaching is what is destroying us. What about if she is the breadwinner of the home? Does that make the husband less husband? That is what we are talking about, and it is wrong. 100% wrong. Even when the woman is the breadwinner, the father is still the father. The husband is still the husband. Even when we are sharing the money equally, that does not disturb our responsibility. You are the wife, you are the husband. Husband, love your wife. Wife, submit to your husband. Simple.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let us not become Pharisees and Sadducees. Let us become babes. Let us not know more than God, who has given us instruction, taking instruction and listening to other people from outside. Let's listen to our father. The little baby, as long as he or she hears the voice of the mother or the voice of the father, the head is gone in expectation. That is my father. That is my mother. That is how me and you should be behaving. It is time that we have to stop some things that we do.
Amen.
Let us raise up the banner of good Christianity. Let us raise up the banner of pure love. Let us let people in Eastbrook know that it is worth it serving God wholeheartedly. Amen.
Amen.
I didn't ask you to join me in the preaching. Let me preach my preaching alone. Listen to me. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So now I'm getting to stop. Is that 15 minutes past or 30? Chai Labo Sunday Lebo Ye Kataraya. Anyway. Psalm 24, so we close. Amen.
Yeah.
I wanted to go to Romans and all those songs, but I think I have to leave that. Amen. Psalm 24 from 3. He said, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? This is the kind of mind that the babes have. He said, he that have clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully, does not lift up his soul to vanity, does not allow other people to teach them, does not allow other matter to influence them. They don't like manipulation. They know the people that they should surround themselves with. Like I said, a child, and a stranger don't come and carry your child, the child will start crying. As a child of God, know whom you associate yourself with. He said, he that have a clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lift up his soul to what is false, the one that stands in the truth, he is the one that is able to get to the heel of God. And when you are able to get to the heel of God, he said that God will steal your enemies and frustrate your avenger. Because out of the mouth of babes, he said, strength is ordained. Out of the mouth of babes, he said, perfected praise comes. Hallelujah. So that is the sacrifice that you and I should give to God. The sacrifice of worshiping God in spirit and in truth. The sacrifice of repentance. A contrite spirit means the one who knows that I have done wrong and knows how to apologize. You say, Father, you saw just now what happened? When the baby cried, what did I say? Oh, darling, sorry. Huh? But what did I say? I said, if it is husband and wife, what will you say? Waiting. Now they make you the first. Why? I didn't shout that loud. We'll start complaining and start giving reason. No. Just as we are quick to apologize. The other day, my daughter was talking to her daughter. He said, sorry now. I just said, watch her. She wish they bend again. And he says, look at the effort. I doubt if my son is able to you for his house. We are quick to appease the heart of our children to love us. Let us be quick to appease the heart of God and to appease the heart of our husband and our wives. The standard of the European home shouldn't be our standard. The percentage of people that divorce there is not the African nature. Let us be who we are and let us show them what true marriage is. Let us show them the beauty of what hope is. This is the foundation and the anchor of Christianity. Even you and I, we are the bride of Christ. Christ died so that he can be married to you again. And he says he's coming for his bride that have a clean hand and a pure heart. Who does not lift up his voice to what is false and does not swear deceitfully. He's coming for someone who does not tell the wife or the husband that you are foolish and stupid. Who does not tell the wife or the husband that you are the worst person that I've ever married. Why am I still with you?
Why?
He said he does not think or swear deceitfully. He is not coming for a bride that will tell the children, you know, go better for you. Doesn't swear deceitfully. He's coming for the parents that open their mouth and blesses their children every day. He's coming for a man and a woman that appreciates who the wife and the husband is. That appreciates the love of God in the society. I have to break it down so that we can understand it. Because when we are saying love your neighbor as yourself, most of the time we go outside looking for our neighbor. I told us last week or 2 weeks ago, our neighbor starts from our home. Your husband is your neighbor. Your wife is your neighbor. Your children are your neighbors. Love them. And you will bring yourself to that position of out of the mouth of babes comes perfected praise. Say, humble yourself in the hands of God, and he will exhort you in due time.
Amen.
Because he cares for you. Father, we say thank you. We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, Father. We thank you for the way you teach us, for the way you expose your truth unto us.